This is Passport to Texas. If the weather's good, and even if it isn't this spring break, gather up the family and take them to a neighborhood fishing pond for a day of fishing fun.
We think it's a valuable thing for people to be connected with fishing and the outdoors, and we'd like to facilitate that connection.
Former Texas Parks and Wildlife Aquatic Education Training Specialist Caleb Harris says the Neighborhood Fishing Program is one of many ways the agency facilitates a connection between people and nature.
Every metropolitan center has a neighborhood fishing pond, and all those locations are on the website.
This time of year, the Inland Fisheries Division begins to stock neighborhood fishing ponds with catfish. Wouldn't your youngsters love to return to school with a fish story to tell? Harris says although spending time with family and friends catching fish is fun, something deeper takes place among those who connect with the out-of-doors.
When people are connected to the outdoors in a way that they enjoy it, like fishing, they become stewards of it. They want to protect it, conserve it, be good users of it.
Find a neighborhood fishing pond near you, as well as tackle loner locations and information on various fish species when you log on to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. This project and our show is funded in part by a grant from the Sportfish Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.